Welcome to Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, Special Chicago. This is part 10 of the panel discussion about Del Close. This panel was held by Sharna Halpern on August the 9th, 2016 at the Del Close Theatre at the I.O. in Chicago. Her guests were Dave Pasquese, Caesar Jamie, Noah Gregoropoulos and Kim Howard Johnson. Question 10 is about Del Close's philosophy for improv applied to modern improv, to what is going on nowadays. And there are two things that I like to remember from this part is cheers, not laughs, and the theater of the heart. Two concepts that were very dear to Del Close. Hope you enjoy this part.
Do you, the way that we're talking about what Del wanted from improv, it makes it sound like this disciplined, almost mystic state. But do you think that the improv that is being done here and in other places, the work that's grown out of his work, do you think most of it even attempts to aim that high?
Well,
I think there's a lot of people that still believe this is an art, that still aim for that. There's definitely more people that they just want to do comedy, they just want to get laughs, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that I think the curriculum, which comes directly from Del, does a good job of trying to inspire other people to get to believe in it the way that, you know, the people who really love Del and the way he taught it, that. But, you know, it's not 100%, but yeah.
I disagree. I think there is something wrong with those who just want to get laughs. That's not what this is. That's just not what this is. As a matter of fact, Howard mentioned it earlier that at the beginning he would say, we don't want laughs. Don't let them laugh. We're looking for cheers, not laughs. So, I mean, and if you let them laugh, it releases all the pressure, and then... So it's just, I don't think, you know, he mentions theater of the heart. It's not comedy. It's
theater.
And going to get your laughs is antithetical to this possibility.
What I mean by that is, like, as individuals. Like, if you want, and that's what I tell people to my classes, too, is, like, if you want to make people laugh and stuff like that, God bless, go to the Giggle Hut down the block. But
right.
In this building, we're
right.
Trying to do something different.
Right.
And so yes, but still,
and
those people
the
still,
fact
you know,
is, it's like, as David said, if you do it our way, if you do what we're teaching you to do, this agreement, this building on each other's idea, this making each other look good, and this connections, the callbacks, the taking a banal suggestion and raising it to a high level, finding God in the details, that you will get cheers and stomping, and it is better than just the simple little guffaws or laughs. Don't let the audience take you down to what they think this should be. Bring them up. And I think we do try to teach it, and I think that also the shows that I have that are the main shows for people to see, that I hope that the performers watch to see this is where you have to be, like TJ and Dave, like Improvised Shakespeare. We, you know, in Noah's work and the people who've been with Del, they try to set an example to say, hey, this is where you have to be. This is the bar. This is where you have to be. And I think people try to get there. It's a big place. Sometimes I'm a victim of my success. You know, it's a big place.
But also, no, I don't think there's a lot of examples of it.
I think the best of it is like that.
There just aren't. Yeah. Most people don't do it. Most people aren't interested in it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I'm just about to fucking.
but there are shows here. What I'm saying is, there are shows that do get your that are intelligent, that get screams and hoots and hollers that Del would love. And I think your show is one of them. I think Robert Shakespeare is a.
But it's a little scarier, I think, because you're not getting laughs, and you think
right.
that's what you're supposed to be doing, and it's just not. I mean, it's.
And it's hard to do unless you trust the other people that
right.
you're working
right.
with. If you don't trust them. If you know them and you trust them and you work with them, you know you're going to get where you need to go. You know, but Del's whole thing, Del's attitude with improvisation, it's like a philosophy. It's like a way of life. It's kind of like, well, Dave, you said it once. It's you know, the same rule. The rules for improvisation are the same rules as you need for being a decent human being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it will make you a better person.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think we teach it there. I think that you know what, we aim for it. We don't always hit it, but I think that one of the things I do to try to tell my teachers is to try to, you know, aim for that. And we teach the words, we teach mm-hmm. what his teachings are, and we hope that people will get it. Doesn't always happen, but we try. You know, can't always do it. But it's also a lot more commercial than it was when Dell was around, too. Yeah.